Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 10th day of January 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Bev Harris of BlackBoxVoting.org with an ultra-massive exclusive will be joining us coming up in the next segment. You heard it here first. I am proud of my producer and the work we do here, getting you the most important guest out there on the daily news and issues that affect our society. Bev Harris, of course, privately told me the name. They already had some documentation. It's frankly far worse than even what you're about to hear. She's still vetting even more hardcore dirt. But she was still vetting it and wasn't going to put the report out until today. She did that in the early morning hours, Pacific time. Not only has Ron Paul been cheated in Sutton, now we're learning he got zero where he really didn't in other townships. More people are coming forward signing affidavits. The Granny Warriors have already raised a bunch of money to start a recount. I've got wealthy folks calling me, gracious people, offering to pay for private eyes, total recounts. I need to get the Paul campaign on, and we're working on that, to tell them there are people coming forward with money right now for the whole recount. This is all happening. This is all developing right now. We have the national news trying to spin the fact that Hillary was between 10 and 20 points, on average 15 points, behind Barack Obama in scientific polls with margins of error from 2 to 4%, magically beating him in all the electronic machines, losing in the non-electronic 19% of the state. This is huge. This is huge. And the bigger issue now is not just the fraud, but what is Ron Paul going to do about it? People are hopping mad. They're upset. We have clear evidence of fraud. And as if all that other evidence wasn't enough, now this, drum roll please. This is up on prisonplanet.com, Steve Watson. He wrote this yesterday, but held the story. In fact, I learned that at about 5, it was about to go up, and I said, no, don't put it out. I know Bev's always 100%. I mean, she literally, you know, vets things for HBO. But I said, we have got to hold on this story, and we did. See, we don't come in here and tell you Houston's going to be nuked next week and it doesn't happen. We don't come on the air and tell you that Henry Paulson's been shot when he hasn't. We don't come on air and, I mean, maybe 10 years ago I got caught up in stuff like this, but not now. And a lot of times we hold back on stories because we want to absolutely make sure it's accurate for you. Now, I'm very accurate in my vetting of stories and my analysis. It doesn't sound very credible when I start yelling and screaming and hyperventilating. But frankly, I get mad, folks. I don't enjoy this. This is not fun. This is not cutesy. This is very upsetting. And I'm going to try today to not get mad because I don't like how it makes me feel. But that issue aside, I'm glad you're angry, too. And we're going to need that anger to carry through on this. But the bigger debate is, what is Ron Paul going to do? Drum roll. Drum roll. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net right now. I need it up on Truth News, InfoWars. We need full spectrum attack on this. I need this to go viral now. And that's up to you. Attack, ladies and gentlemen, with this information, because the mainstream media is being forced to start to report on election fraud. They don't like it. We have to ram this out into a national issue. Even if Ron Paul tries to take the high road, it's not a high road. He has a responsibility to speak out. When we get back, the ultra massive exclusive, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side with Bev Harris, who ferreted this out thanks to investigators in the state of New Hampshire that have locked horns with this guy before. All the gory details on the other side.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to attempt to go to your calls today. A lot of your calls let you respond to the clear election fraud red-handed by the system in New Hampshire, all the new developments. Joining us is Bev Harris of BlackBoxVoting.org. She helped produce the big HBO special, Hacking Democracy. She's written books on the subject, posted them free on her website. She's a national treasure. Bev, I didn't talk to you during the break because I was busy doing some stuff. So were you, but I want to let you know we have a wealthy benefactor who's actually donated to us before who's offering to help pay you because he knows you have the expertise. So don't forget to let me give you his number so that you can send some PIs to New Hampshire or there's people calling saying they want to pay outright for the recount. And I believe, Bev, that anybody in New Hampshire can go pay for a recount, or is it just the candidates?
Just the candidates. But along those lines, there's something kind of interesting that's cropped up. You know, there's a very minor candidate by the name of Albert Howard, whose wife just called me. He is on the Republican ticket, and they're interested in doing a recount if they can raise the funds for it. So it doesn't necessarily even need to be, but what I told her to do is find out first to make sure that if they do a recount of any candidate, that they have to recount all the candidates on the slate. So So, you know, if
but we need the Ron Paul machine behind this. And, you know, it's one thing if we think there's fraud, he's doubling the polls and then he only gets half of it. It's another thing when we start catching him red-handed. Now, drum roll, Bev, I had to bite my tongue not to cover this yesterday. You got you got the documents, and now to give people the full story, headline, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, BlackBoxVoting.com, Diebold Voting Machine, contractor, executive, has criminal record, and they tried to keep it secret, and this fits into a pattern. This is huge. Bev, you've got the floor.
Yeah, and remember, it's .org, because the BlackBoxVoting.com site is a harassment site for us.
Did I say
we're BlackBoxVoting? Yeah, BlackBoxVoting.org. I got to get that site someday, but he won't give it up. Anyway, yeah, and it's interesting because, well, I can't confirm it was for narcotics trafficking, which is what my source told me, because it said, but he was sentenced to a year in jail for, it says the offense is selling CND. So it's either candy or controlled narcotic drugs. I don't know, something like that. But we have the actual photocopy of the arrest record, and he pled guilty to it.
But that's tongue-in-cheek. It's obviously not selling controlled candy. It's controlled narcotic substance.
It was whatever he was selling. He was selling something that was CND. And so you can say candy, or you can say nose candy. I don't know which one it was. But at any rate...
But you don't go to jail for candy.
No, you don't go to a year in jail for candy. And he was also fined and so forth. But it's entertaining if it wasn't so sad, is their response was to pull the staff list off the website so no one can check who works there.
But we got a copy of that, and that's linked up on PrisonPlanet.com and BlackBoxVoting.org. BlackBoxVoting.org.
Yeah.
Bev, the same great, you know, 3-minute analysis you gave me during that break yesterday before you came on. Give us the background. Give us the intel, the source. She got involved with him from a totally different perspective, but you said what she was telling you matched up with your own investigations. You'd already had run-ins with this individual. We've now got his name. Go ahead and break it down.
Yeah, well, basically, there's the two guys that have, like, grown up together, and they started this company, and this company has the programming contract for all of the voting machines in New England, which New Hampshire is, of course, in New England, so they've got all of New Hampshire. And basically, you have John Silvestro, who was in this video we show. He's kind of a pontificating type, you know. And then you've got this Ken Hajar. Ken Hajar is a very nasty character, frankly. He threatened us. He wrote, he threatened Brad Blog. Brad Friedman has a very popular blog about it's on the progressive side. And apparently he threatened a woman that was in opposition of his on a political thing having to do with building a power plant. And it was sufficient that she actually filed for a restraining order. And so that's one of the documents that I'm wanting to add to his little file on our site. And then I found more information from a radio interview he had granted, and I have that quoted in the latest article on our site, in which he made quotes like, well, I don't always follow every little law. And he admitted that he sometimes totes memory cards, which are the little ballot boxes, around in the trunk of his car, and he doesn't see anything wrong with swapping a memory card in the middle of an election if he's servicing the machine.
Well, that's what these guys always do, and police know that from criminology, is they always flaunt it all. They love to throw it in your face. They love to brag. They love to habitualize it and try to get you trained to accept it.
Yeah, that's actually what we see. It's like they say stuff, and you think, can that be true? Okay, it must be true, because he's saying it's true with such confidence. But you step back a step and go, look, the core issue here, I don't care if it's a Girl Scout that's got memory cards in the trunk of her car. I can't see what she's doing. And I certainly don't want someone who was convicted of selling whatever kind of candy and sentenced to a year in jail for it. But the issue is, this system has got to be put out into public view. If we can't see what they're doing...
But, you're being too conservative there, because people are going to take that seriously. This is how conservative you are. You've even told me more off air. I mean, it says in there, controlled You know, I mean, that is the code. I typed it in. That's the police code, and that's the code and convictions for narcotics. You know,
right.
So for dealing in this, and he's sentenced to a year in jail, which is a pretty stiff penalty. So that's showing it's a goodly amount. And then, of course, where there's smoke, there's fire. And what this lady told you checked out. So to say or for selling illegal candy. I mean, clearly this was either cocaine, heroin. It was something that is in a narcotics classification. And now we're not getting all the records. Part of them are blacked out, aren't they?
Yeah, apparently so. And then there's always a problem because this particular one was 1990. I have a mistake in my article. I said it was 87. Apparently that's when they arrested him, but he finally pleaded guilty in 1990. And they told me that that's back in their archives and so there's so forth. So what I have done is I have requested every document from every Secretary of State in New England on everything they have from this company during the entire procurement process and ever since then. And they will either know that this guy has a criminal record, or they should know. So
now,
I'm going to find out what they knew.
Now, I want to give people some background here. This isn't only popping up once. How many times have people working at Diebold or administrating through sub-companies over multi-states, like these guys, five states, the majority of five states, how many times have we had narcotics traffickers, drug dealers, spooks, top hackers, embezzlers, caught in and around this company? I mean, it, every time it pops up, it seems like that's all who works at this at these companies.
You start to wonder if it isn't a required on the resume or something, because it really is amazing. It's like, I mean, I've literally lost count. In fact, I haven't had time to do this, but at some point I actually want to start a section on my website called The Criminal Documents of All the Elections People in the Industry. It's just... it is staggering. In fact, I recently wrote a report pulling out the criminal records of actual election officials who are the government officials who conduct elections. I had to consolidate it down to 8 pages and just use recent. There were so many examples. I even have election officials who've been convicted of drug dealing and convicted of embezzlement and so forth. It's kind of shocking. And, you look at this and just go, there is no solution other than to count the things in public where we can see it and keep the chain of custody in public. There's no other solution. To try to have to guess whether someone is honest or not is not acceptable.
And I want to tell the listeners something. Just in my own investigations here in Austin, 9 times out of 10, if you investigate any government agency, any group, I don't just mean the police. In fact, I found they're not as criminal as most of the other government groups. You just burrow in anywhere and you run directly into crimes. I mean, we send people to prison many times. I mean, I personally have gone out and investigated people and sent them to prison. I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, in fact, you can privately just say, you're a criminal, I know I have the evidence, and they'll start begging, like, no, I'm not, and then you know you've got them. Just like cops use that trick of going, we got the evidence, then they spill their guts. I mean, it's a legion of criminals feeding on us. And, you've been a corporate fraud investigator before you got into this, Bev.
Right.
And my dad's a, mid-level, executive for a pretty big company. And he told me years ago that half of the employees, corporations have found in studies steal. I mean, is this just a nation of criminals, not just in government, just criminals everywhere?
Well, I think the reason that we're so facing this difficulty in government is that they tend not to prosecute each other a lot of times. And so, I mean, quite literally, they'll go, they give each other a break and they don't...
That's it. Government
is... They let each other resign. It's terrible. They'll say, well, you just resign and we won't do anything about it. And then they say things like, and I saw this in Ohio where she finds these terrible problems with Secretary of State, and she goes, but we're going to be forward-looking. And I'm forward-looking just means you're not going to consequate anything.
Bev, you just said it, though. Government is a safe haven for criminals. That's why there's so many in there. And then they recruit more criminals, and that's why you always get tyranny, because criminals first get into low-level areas, then they protect themselves, then they move up, and within a generation, they're in power, and then they wage war against the good people. That's called tyranny, Bev.
Of course. That's exactly how it works. Precisely. I mean, you nailed it.
Bev, stay there. In the next segment, I want to get into detail on these articles at PrisonPlanet.com and BlackBoxVoting.org. The great story by Steve Watson, your documents, your excellent analysis. I want to talk more about where we should go from here. For those that just joined us, it isn't just townships counting zero for Ron Paul. It isn't just the polls being turned on their heads, always an indicator of fraud. It is a individual, and you've gotten in some of your stories here, Bev, that some laws may be broken by having this guy in there. I want to talk about where you think we go from here. This is huge, folks. Evidence is just mushrooming of total fraud in New Hampshire. What will Ron Paul do? That's the big one.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at PrisonPlanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at TruthNews.us and PrisonPlanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
All right, one of the granny warriors, Linda Honeycutt, who drives all around the country for years in a big bus fighting the New World Order, they have contacted one of the Republicans who was in on the race, who's saying he wants a recount, and they've already raised like $6,000 as of this morning on their little chip-in deal to go for a recount. We got donors calling us wanting to fund it. So I'm not going to try to honcho all this. I'm just going to turn that info over to you, Bev, later today. If you would like, do you want to carry the ball, Bev?
I can't on a recount because, again, it gets into campaign stuff and we're not allowed to, but I can certainly, I can do things like consulting on procedural issues and stuff.
Maybe you can help direct them or something or put people together.
Yeah, I can't get directly involved in someone's recount other than to discuss it as a strategic.
Sure, well, here's the deal. I mean, you know, I'm helping with the Ron Paul Air Corps. I'm helping with a lot of other things behind the scenes. I just don't want to put myself front and center out in front of the campaign because that's already, the media has already made such a big issue out of that. It's just the bottom line is if Ron Paul stands by, I'm not going to stand by. And so.
Well, and we have to remember, again, in Ohio, it was not John Kerry that asked for a recount. It was Michael Badnarik from the Libertarian Party and David Cobb from the Green Party. And the same difference. You can still have people from any campaign out there watchdogging it, and that's how they ended up putting the women in jail because they actually, well, they didn't catch them rigging the election. They caught them rigging the recount. So there's a, but I am concerned about some strategic issues procedurally in New Hampshire. And so that's something I can definitely discuss with at more length. It's a little
all
bit
right.
Boring and mundane for the show like this. It's exciting.
Well, we're going to have Linda Honeycutt coming up in about 15 minutes right at the tail end of the interview with you, Bev. Bev, words cannot really describe the magnitude of what we're witnessing. I mean, we're not just seeing one or two of the key indicators of fraud in New Hampshire. We're seeing an entire constellation, the entire complement of what you would see. You got a crook. You know, convicted felon in the middle of all of this for the sale of controlled narcotics. You've got him running around with the memory cards. You've got the machine showing totally skewed numbers away from what the polls show, but the hand counts matching what the polls show with Obama and Paul. I mean, all of this happening, more about this guy and more about this company. I mean, I want listeners to realize what we're seeing here.
Yeah. People don't seem to quite grasp what I'm saying here. You know, inside access is always bad, and everybody made a big deal of the fact that in California they were sending these voting machines home with poll workers for sleepovers. Well, of course, the poll workers, because hacking these machines takes only the smallest amount of computer skill, a refrigerator repairman can do it. The information's on the Internet for how to do it. So you don't need to have anything, you know, hugely special in order to figure it out.
This is like checking your email. Calling it hacking isn't even right. Because, I mean, I know hacking...
Well, for the memory cards, you have to know, you have to be a technician, let's put it that way. But so the idea is inside access is a problem. But now let's compare that situation where you send it home with a random poll worker here and there. They can then get at that machine, and they can then hack that election on that machine. LHS Associates, though, in New Hampshire, has access to every memory card in New England. Every memory card in New Hampshire. So the issue is the level of inside access given to just a tiny handful of guys is unprecedented. I don't know if it's unprecedented. Heaven knows. We'll probably find it somewhere else in the U.S. in just a larger scale. But the level of inside access is so huge. They literally controlled the memory cards for the entire state of New Hampshire and coming up February 5th for Massachusetts and Connecticut and Maine and Vermont.
Now, let's be clear here. We have someone convicted, according to the documents you've gotten, and according to now what's been published at prisonplanet.com, infowars.net, blackboxvoting.org. It's all there, folks. On top of town saying zero, on top of all of this, on top of the polls not matching, if you were Ron Paul, you know, separate from your tax, you know, free, you know, group, your 501c3.
If I was a candidate, let's do
yes,
that.
Yes, if you were a candidate.
A similar discrepancy.
What would Bev Harris do right now?
I would first, and I have already done this through public records request, but it'll be a little slow. I would immediately start nosing around about what exactly is happening with those paper ballots. Because, you see, here's the issue, and no one wants to really deal with this, but yes, it would put a lot of attention on everything to request a recount, but there's also a huge incentive for someone to make sure that that recount matches. What we don't want is someone to come back and say, see, told you so, everything's fine, if they actually substituted in the ballots to make it fine. So we the very next step is to find out, they use one company, just like they use one company to program voting machines, they use just one company to print all the ballots in New Hampshire. I have not yet been able to get the name of that company, but I will. But if I was a candidate, first thing I'd do is tell me the company that prints the ballots. And let me tell you why. Here in Washington State, the company prints 25% extra ballots every time. Even the
Stay there, Bev. Explain all this on the other side. Then let's talk about this other town, Greenville, with the zero votes now saying they've got votes. If we confirm this, it's just going sky high.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for the special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Welcome back. We're now about 2 days out from the New Hampshire primary. Exponentially, the evidence of fraud, corruption, laws being broken is flooding out. One company controls the majority of votes in a 5-state area. One of their top executives is a convicted narcotics trafficker, distributing controlled narcotics. We're getting even more documents right now on restraining orders, people reportedly being threatened who tried to block him, and weird power plant deals. That's all coming out. This massive breaking story is up on prisonplanet.com, infowars.net, and blackboxvoting.org. She's got her own reports. We've got our own on it. We're going to be expanding all of these as new info comes out. Bev, continue with the fact with we have these companies printing extra ballots. And then I want to get into the Greenville situation. There's so many facets to this, Bev.
Yeah, the ballot thing is important. It's subtle at first, but think this through. If they do a hand recount throughout New Hampshire, and if they were to show through that hand recount that there was fraud, everything topples. What that means is there's a huge incentive to make sure that hand count doesn't show anything. Okay, then we go to the habits and procedures of ballot printing plants. Now, we know from the one near me, because I got leaked financial documents from their employees that showed that they were printing 25% more ballots than were needed and not delivering them. But that's important because that means they don't show up on the books anywhere. They're just at this private company that we don't have a right to see. But they're hanging around there, blank, in case something needs to be substituted. Then in Ohio, there's a great researcher by the name of Richard Hayes Phillips who was able to document 10,000 ballots that were delivered to, I believe it was Claremont County during the recount or shortly before, but they were off-the-books ballots. In other words, they weren't official ballots. They supposedly didn't exist, but he was able to prove that they took delivery on 10,000 ballots that didn't show up.
Understand, during a recount, they're shipping in ballots. Folks, that's red-handed.
Well, I don't know the timeline. It could have been they got them before the recount, but they were, you know, that is basically a plan B situation. If we have to recount, we need something to substitute, right? So that's why it's very important now to find out who the ballot printer is for New Hampshire and what their chain of custody procedures specifically are, because what I do know is in New Hampshire, what I understand to be the case, is that all these 240 townships ship their ballots to one place. Okay, well, anytime you see a narrowing of the pipeline where everything is going to one place, there's fewer hands on it and so forth, you've got to really, really look at that chain of custody. Because you have, and you have to understand, this is not just some normal, you know, the dog catcher wants a recount. This is a situation where the whole world would be looking at this. And if there is a problem, really amazingly, it would be a shakeup that wouldn't be, it would be unprecedented.
We're on the edge of something that could really get our electoral process back, our voting process back into our hands. We have gone from people not believing this was happening to the majority of Americans in major polls knowing there's fraud. People are going to jail. Criminals are being caught. Drug dealers seem to be the favorite employee of these crime syndicates. Bev Harris recapping the fact that one of the chief officers of the company recapped the top story for people that just joined us. Recap that top news. Then I want to get into what's happened in Greenville. It looks like another place where they're now reporting, okay, he didn't really get zero, and so it's now mounting. You can say zero one place is an accident. That's
right.
Not, you know, that's not, I mean, that's ridiculous, but still you could say it. But it's now being duplicated. This is just, folks, this is massive. We've got to ram this out into the mainstream media. But recap, Bev.
Yeah, well, essentially, when you have a situation where one company has inside access and that one company to everything, and that one company also has hired someone with a criminal background, it's unacceptable is putting it mildly. And then going on to Greenville, yeah, what's so important about that, these are tiny little towns and so forth, but if there was zero, and then if it turns out to be 25 votes for Ron Paul, and I know I have a screenshot of it being zero, by the way. Well, what that means is not only was there an unacceptable discrepancy in the town of Sutton, but if it also shows up in the town of Greenville with the same candidate and it's the same discrepancy, what are the odds? You know, that's where we really get into a problem.
Bev, again, if you were a candidate, you say there's strategy involved here, and you've just begun to analyze the New Hampshire laws on this, but groups that are calling for recounts, candidates that are saying they may do it, what would be the most logical step to ensure that they weren't able to further abscond?
Well, first you have to understand that it might not be possible to ensure that, and that there's a great but I think the first thing to do is gather information. We've got to know everything. And you have to look at this from the other side's point of view. If something happened here and they don't want it to come out, they're not going to make it easy and say, well, la, 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 let's skip down the road and look at these things and we'll all go to jail, no problem. So you have to look at it from the standpoint of, okay, if I was a really bad guy where are my opportunities? And I always look for where there's a narrow spot in the pipe. In other words, there's all these eyes on the process over here, but then look over there when there's only two people. You know, that's the kind of thing you want to look for with the chain of custody.
What type of areas would that be?
Well, I would look for certainly whoever prints the ballot, where those ballots are, how many extras they are, who they're friends with, what their names are. Do they have criminal backgrounds? The guy who prints the ballots here in Washington was a cocaine dealer. That's one of the ones. You know, that would be one of the things to look at. Another thing to look at would be which specific officials, public officials, are the ones charged with custody of those ballots. And how many of them. And they often give you a lot of, you know, there's this and this and this and this, and we have all these different procedures. But you almost have to follow it yourself to see if those procedures are followed. That was done in Riverside, California, and it was great. This wonderful activist down there by the name of Tom Corbett got in a pickup truck and followed the ballots around during a live election.
Oh, and yeah, it's going to take just good old-fashioned getting out in the streets, spying on people. Folks, the government's so corrupt that if a judge has wronged you or somebody's done something bad to you and you know they're screwing you, you know they're corrupt, you know they're lying, 9 times out of 10, don't hurt them, don't threaten them. You're allowed to be a private investigator. Start following them around. You're going to see them cheating on their wife. You're going to see them drug dealing. You're going to see stuff you don't believe. And I'm telling you,
one thing I can tell people that will help if they're starting to look into this on their own. On blackboxvoting.org, we have something called the Citizens Toolkit. It's one of the red tabs right on the left. And there's a section of that called Following the Money Trail. And it has all kinds of tips for what people can do from their own armchair in their living room to find out all kinds of information. And that is appropriate if you're saying we need to find out about ballot chain of custody. It's completely appropriate. This is a public function.
I've done it before and caught people being bribed on tape, caught people stealing, sent them to prison. I mean, these crooks are arrogant. And
which, by the way, it brings up a point. It doesn't do any good to see it and tell your neighbor about it. You have to be able to get a document, which is why we didn't really break this story, isn't it, Alex, yesterday. It's like, I need that document in my hand. I have credible information. It's corroborated by something else, but I'm not going to really, nobody will really believe it until I show them a photocopy.
Now, I mean, let's talk about what we know about him and threats and reports of restraining orders. The same lady that told you he'd been involved in trafficking and narcotics, that's now confirmed. She also told you she had to get a restraining order. You're now confirming that. But you've had little run-ins with him, haven't you?
Oh, well, you know, he's one of those guys that can't resist. He's a little out of control, in my opinion, because if you have an employee with a sensitive background, it's not the greatest idea. He seems to be unable to resist, you know, going online and telling people that they're full of it in more profane terms than that. And he's done that on several websites and been tracked right back to who he is. And so, you know, he's just kind of a blustery individual, but apparently more than blustery.
Well, I want these guys, exactly, I want these guys to know we're committed. We're not saying bring it on. We don't want bad things to happen to us, but we're committed. You understand what that means? It means we're not playing games. We're going head up against you. Your threats don't work, okay? Understand that. We understand you're dangerous. We understand you're serious. We understand who you are. Understand who we are. Understand that. You can sit there and play your games, government, and the people that work for you and the little corporations that have grown up around you with all your black ops and the rest of it. We're done. We're committed. We're ready for the fight. We're head up, okay? We're coming at you, and we don't care. Understand, punks. We understand the danger, and we don't care. We're sick of you, and if you want to play chicken, let's go, because I ain't turning. I'm not getting over in the other lane. I'm going all the way. Do you understand? I'm sorry, Bev. It just freaks me out to see these people running wild, to see them always getting away with everything, and I'm tired of them cheating. I'm tired of them destroying my country. Now, in closing, Bev Harris, I said I wasn't going to get mad today. I apologize, Bev, to you and the whole audience.
Well, it's exciting. No, Alex, everybody loves you. You know that.
Yeah, but I really, physically, it's starting to drain me getting mad. I'm getting to the point where I can't control my temper anymore, Bev, and I don't like it. But at the same time, I just am so mad, and I need to be able to think straight. But, I mean, do you ever get really mad, or is it just fun to expose them?
Well, my reaction when I, you know, a lot of times I'll see something new with, and it happens every couple of weeks, and it usually kind of really makes me quiet for like a whole day where it's, you know, you can talk about it and it's all like a big spy movie and a novel, But sometimes when you see real stuff,
this is our
document,
lives. This is
our
lives.
You just go, oh my goodness, this is real. You know, and that is when you just really get, to me, I just get a little bit more introspective at that point. And it's, and I'm scared. I mean, I've raised my kids and stuff. It's just,
it's chilling.
It's just chilling, and it's not a good thing to look at, and I know it's hard for a lot of Americans to even let themselves begin to look.
Bev, I totally agree. I mean, when I'm at home late at night working, I'm very introspective, very quiet. It's when I'm forced to talk about it and forced to get into it. That's when I start getting angry, because exactly, it's like bracing. It's chilling. It's not even fear. It's more of just, God, there's all this evil, and if they'll steal elections and do all this, what else are they doing?
Oh, I know. There was a consortium of media people that wanted to get together and talk about it, lacing all of the different issues together. And I thought, I don't know. I keep my spirits up by just staying in my little corner here because it's bad enough over here. But yeah, I think what we have to do is, look, it's always depressing to not take action. We have to do constructive action that's real. And by the way, I wanted to mention to your listeners, once we get into really going head-to-head and looking at what's going on and getting the documents and getting videotape and so forth, don't necessarily think. I always say what you do with that is you propagate that out to 5 or 6 different sources. Never think, well, I'm going to turn it over to the Attorney General and he will prosecute. Ha ha. Or I'm going to take it to my local newspaper. Do that, yeah. Turn it over to the AG, take it to the newspaper, but also get it to at least 3 or 4 other kinds of sources, and that will give it legs.
Well, it's like here. We get stuff piling up, and a year later find some incredible thing we were sent.
Yeah.
So get it out to 5 or 6 activists. Get it out to 5 or 6 mainstream media. Get it out to 2 or 3 police agencies. And
right.
I know that's a lot of work, but it's like seeds. You got to plant a lot of them to make sure a few of them sprout. Bev, in closing, we got the Granny Warriors on the line. I want to thank you for your incredible research. We're going to call you back in an hour or two. If any new developments come out, we want to have you pop back in. I've been very honored to have you in your very busy schedule as all this happens here with us during election 2008. And I thank you for your incredible research and all those giving you tips. The Greenville situation also there. Tell us what's coming in on that.
Yeah, I got to get that confirmed. That's the next order of business, because either he went from 0 to 25 or he didn't. And also remember, in Greenville, they also had Romney at 0, and the Nashua newspaper had him as the winner. So what the heck? You know, I mean, and one last thing in closing. When they say it's an error, understand that they have to fill out a reconciliation form where they write down the number of voters who showed up and the number of votes. And then they break down the number of votes and they add them up and make sure it's really very difficult for me to understand how one place, let alone two, could fill out a reconciliation form and not notice that like 10 or 15% of the votes are wrong. It just doesn't make sense.
We also have Ron Paul getting on average 15%, as the poll showed he would, and that'd be third place, folks. In all the places, you know, that's where it averages out to, where the 19% where it was handwritten, and then you've got him getting 8% or even lower in the places where it was electronic. I mean, that right there stinks. And then you add to that Obama way ahead of Hillary and then being 5 percentage points behind. That's a 20% swing. That stinks. And then you have this convicted crook in there at the high levels of the company, admitting he's involved with the memory cards. Bev, I mean, on the face of it, are laws being violated here?
Oh, yeah. The laws are being violated. I mean, it's against the law, for one thing, to report 25 if you've got, or to report 0 if you've got 25. It's not just that you can say it's error. It's also against the law. And, you know, in the state of Connecticut, by the way, one of the reasons we know that this guy had memory cards in his trunk and they were swapping them out in the middle of elections is because the state of Connecticut called him on it and said, hey, stop, it's against the law, you're not going to do that here. Of course, they still go back and program the cards for Connecticut, so.
Now, if I'm robbing a bank, are the cops going to pull up with a SWAT team and say, stop, go home, Alex, that's against the law?
I know, good point, yeah. Yeah, they do this over and over with elections. They give these guys a free pass, and they say, well, you know what, stop it. And they don't even fire them. They don't even say, we weren't going to use your company anymore because you broke the law. They just say, oh, don't do that anymore, please.
Well, that's why not making illegal aliens have driver's license or insurance, and the cops will tell you they've been on record, police chiefs, so they're ordered not to arrest them because the judges just let them go. Once you start selectively enforcing laws, it's over, folks. The country's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. When we see them going after somebody who is, for example, an activist or a citizen researcher, and then not going after somebody who's done these horrific things in government and saying, well, you know what, don't do it next time. You're well on your way to a real breakdown of the whole system.
Absolutely, and it's not the people destroying the precious system that police and others think they're there to protect. They're there to protect the Constitution. It's your government and the crooks running it that are destroying the system. Look at the dollar. I mean, gold went to 900 today. This is unbelievable. Bev Harris, we'll check back in with you later. Your research, the tips. Are we going to talk about the lady who had to leave the state because of this individual?
Probably not. I think we should probably not shine a huge spotlight on her because she was patriot. She was a patriot in getting me the information. I will say that. You know, and I know who she is, but we don't always need to have our sources.
Sure, I agree. I just didn't know if she wanted to be public. Where do you see this going as more and more fraud comes out? People say, well, why should we vote? There's fraud. We're proving it. We're engaging it. We're fleshing it out. We're lancing the boil.
Thank you. That's exactly right. If you don't do it, then you might as well just say, okay, I'm going to hand you my country. And what kind of a patriot is going to say that?
What are they going to do, Bev, as all this begins to unravel, as the people begin to wake up? Because it's definitely happening.
We're going to see smear campaigns and disinformation campaigns stepped up. That'll be the first thing, where you'll see, you see how they do that. You know, anybody who gets the goods gets smeared.
Yeah, but people know the media lies now, and so when I get smeared, it just makes people, oh, you must be good. Bunch of crooks. Hey, Bev, God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Blackboxvoting.org.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to come back with the Granny Warriors, Miss Honeycutt, and with what they're doing. The fight continues straight ahead, breaking exclusives.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around a bit, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Oh, yeah.
But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
Well, the train that goes to San Antonio. The Union Pacific line is about 300 yards from where I sit. But I shot a man in Reno. All right, huge, massive breaking news. Total election fraud, wall to wall, every indicator, every sign, in triplicate, total fraud, felons running it, the towns reporting zero, and it's been confirmed, by the way, in Greenville. Where you really got a lot of votes, just the polls not being right, flipping, all sorts of chicanery going on, red-handed. Barack Obama and Ron Paul cheated handily in New Hampshire. What do you expect? And I wonder if the folks at this company with the felon there, I wonder if they hear the train a-coming, rolling around the bend. Shifting gears to Linda Honeycutt, who just rolled into Austin, by the way. She called in. I heard her listening to the radio in the background. She's one of the granny warriors. We've had them on before years ago on other issues. They've been up in New Hampshire and Iowa and everywhere else. I'm not sure why we're graced with them here in Austin with them rolling in, but they've gotten in contact with one of the candidates there in New Hampshire who's saying he wants a recall or he wants a recount. I say throw the whole thing out now. There's ample evidence of that. And giving us a report on that, I appreciate you holding, Linda Honeycutt. Welcome to the airwaves.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Alex.
So tell us about this gentleman and tell us exactly what's going on.
Well, I don't want to give his name yet because, it might cause a problem for him.
Well, no, I think he was a candidate. I mean, he's public. I think Bev gave it earlier. Or has he said he doesn't want it out there?
I didn't hear that part.
Oh, okay. So what's going on?
Well, we just got in here, and last night I got so aggravated at all this mess, I said, the heck with it, I'm going to put a chip in. I'm going to see how much money we can raise. We raise enough money, we're going to fund him. And if we haven't raised enough money, we've got enough, I've got some credit cards. I'll personally fund the man. We need a recount, period.
Well, I looked this morning, it was like $6,000. How much have you raised?
Really? Oh, man. I didn't realize it was that much.
I guess you've been on the road and haven't looked at the Internet.
Right.
Well, now, you know, there's a special strategy that needs to be done right here in New Hampshire to catch them. Because they're going
right.
to be, I mean, because you've got the fox also running the hen house after a massacre. He's got
that
blood dripping
true.
Out of his mouth, feathers sticking out, and he's got to put on his police uniform now and direct us about. Yeah.
Well, we're going to try to put some crimps in all their plans. I was surprised at the response I got from the people in the Ron Paul Revolution, really, you know, my Lord, they're so tired of not having something done, and they're tired of the campaign committee backing down to the GOP and, you know, sucking up. It's amazing.
Well, I don't want to get a bunch of, you know, the campaign's got to analyze this. They've got to have a few days to look at it. But if by Friday, which is tomorrow, we're not getting some answers, by next week there might be a problem. I mean, we're catching wall-to-wall fraud here, and I know they want to look forward. What, look forward to the next state and the next cocaine dealer or heroin
right.
dealer? I mean, you know, look forward to the next black op, the next CIA deputy director, or the next, you know, van load of guys in short haircuts with machine guns running around in the night with voting machines. I mean, this is the stuff that goes on everywhere, and I'm tired of the government and its filthy drug dealer army doing this. And so, yeah, the Ron Paul campaign can't be like Kerry or Gore. They got to fight this and fight it now.
That's right. They've got to stand up and say, hey, this is wrong. We got to do. Well, they're so afraid of infuriating the GOP against them to where they'll be so far against Ron. Well, hell, they are anyway. So
well, the GOP is already calling them terrorists all over the news.
That's right. So why suck up to them? Tell them where to go.
I agree. Stay there. I mean, everybody's going ape. Every website says go after him. Ron Paul, it's the right thing to do. Do it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.